Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider, and you can hear this complete conversation as well as recent shows featuring guests discussing new cases of the troubling cattle mutilation phenomenon, worrisome instances of clandestine CIA torture, and the evidence that the lost city of Atlantis may have really once existed. Check out these programs and many other fascinating episodes waiting for you in the Coast to Coast Archive by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
We're with Chase Klotzke. Now we're going to talk about UFO work and the UFO confirmation through science. Tell us, because you're an expert in investigations, tell us how you would get going into a UFO case.
You know, it's my favorite. It's my forte. I love when we get these UFO reports. And to be honest, I've kind of turned into a snob.
No, okay. Not you. You'll never be a snob.
I honestly have, George, because we have so many reports of lights in the sky. I've gotten to the point where I don't even want to take those anymore. The data is important in our banks, as you know, Peter Davenport explained earlier. We're still trying to figure out these lights. But my forte is physical evidence. So when we get these reports, the first thing you want to do is, you know, vet the credibility of the witness that's giving you this information.
True. Okay, so what's going on in the world of UFOs these days?
It's all over the place. This is a story that's not going away. As we heard, again, from Peter Davenport earlier, you know, really very credible people see things that are not supposed to exist every single day. I know that Peter takes a lot of UFO reports in the National UFO Reporting Center, but we also have MUFON, averages right now about 500 to maybe 900 reports a month. And UFO reports are kind of slightly coming down a bit. We notice that when there's kind of the hot TV show about UFOs or the X-Files is on TV, people realize that, you know, they come forward, and we get a lot more reports. And when these shows are not really popular at the moment, or a lot of them on the air, you know, the reports come down just a bit. But when you think of 500 reports, even at the lowest, a month, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And they come from all over the world. These reports are not, they're not selective. You know, they're not looking for one type of race or religion or country. It's a world phenomena.
We don't seem to be getting the kind of reports we used to get in the 50s and 60s. In that era, we got incredible stories of landings, extraterrestrials seen, you know, scurrying around the craft. I mean, Lonnie Zamora, the police officer from Socorro, New Mexico, the late police officer,
yes,
saw a pod out there in the desert with a couple extraterrestrials out there. They saw him. They jumped in the craft. They took off. We don't seem to get those anymore. Instead, we get what you just said, lights in the sky or something that zooms by. But where are the cases of it landed? We saw them walking. They were out there. They, you know, went up to a house. We don't get those anymore.
You know, on the surface, that's absolutely the impression, and mostly true. But I'll tell you, George, the thing that I've noticed as we dig into some of these cases, especially in MUFON with the special assignment team, this people are forgetting what evidence is. What does this mean? And to be perfectly honest, it takes a lot of money to get in your car and go out. It's kind of gone are the day or the gumshoes. We have so many investigators that want to rely on the internet, and I think it's a mistake. I think we need to get in our car, you know, do the work, get to the historic.
Oh, you got to get samples and stuff. I mean, remember the old days? I go back to that again, where
right,
you had tripod landing marks or you had scorches on the earth, you know, burned out areas. Where are those anymore?
We still get them. We still get these reports. The other thing is the topic of UFOs is so polluted. They're all over the place, and it's really difficult to find the cases that are legit and are working, even in modernity. It's very difficult to filter through this. It's why, you know, shows like yours is important, and, you know, some of the, you know, more vocal websites and programs like Citizens Hearing for Disclosure. They offer the type of evidences and places to go to, the MUFON Symposium. You know, you've got a big database that you can just Google MUFON.com and look up everything you need, or, you know, Peter's reporting, a National UFO Reporting Center. So it's really difficult when you're brand new to figure out where is the legit information, because it's so polluted, and polluted meaning, you know, globally. So the internet in some ways has done us a lot of favors. We have a lot more information faster, but it's also hurt our efforts out here quite a bit.
I had a friend of mine who was a reporter in St. Louis, Ron Barber, and Ron was assigned a case to go to Ellsbury, Missouri, where there were UFO cases all over the place. And this is years ago, back in the 70s. And when he got on the scene, he saw one dead cow in the middle of a circle with other cows going around the circle, around the cow. They would not go in the circle. They'd go around it. And then he said the startling thing he saw was scorched on the side of a tree, thousands of dead flies. They were just burned right into the bark of a scorched tree. Now, what the heck would cause that?
Keep
in mind, there were UFO reports all over the place.
Right. That would be the first thing that goes through my head, although I wouldn't tell the witnesses at the time because we don't want to lead our witnesses in interview. I would think cattle mutilation. Obviously, that something shocking has happened. And we do know through the work of those that have put the boots on the ground and studied this that the other cows won't go near them and they stay far away. And there are clear indications of the type of mutilations, but laser and surgical type of incisions. And, you know, the vets today don't have any idea how that incision was so clean and the blood is gone and certain body parts, tongues, eyes, the udder, internal organs, things like this. You know, these many, many things like this, these were stories, but they also seemed to group, and it's like you have 10 years of this. And then we had our flaps, Phoenix, Stevensville.
Yeah.
And so there is a part of exactly what you said earlier, George, about it is a little more quiet with the big types of cases, I don't know if it's the calm before the storm.
What about disclosure? Are we ever going to get it?
I do believe so, but I'm a ufologist and a UFO investigator, so that's probably, you know, something that's ingrained in all of us, that, you know, we're out here working, we're out here pushing the information forward, and we want it so badly. And I don't believe it's going to come from our politicians. I think it's going to come from science. I think we're going to, you know, find that signal, and, you know, eventually they'll tell us they found something. But I believe we're going to, it's going to be confirmation over disclosure. You know, it, I don't know, George, without any politics at all in this, would you believe the president anyway if they came out? I mean, imagine the storm.
Well, I'd want to know if they came out and told us about this. I'd want to know why they had been suppressing it so many years. You know, let's say back to the 1947 era of Roswell.
Right.
You know, why suppress it? Why not simply come right out and tell us? And why do you think that's the case? Assuming these are real, why not just tell us?
I believe back in that time frame, you know, we have to understand the late 40s and early 50s, and, you know, people, if the government asked you to keep quiet, you did. It was just a different time and place, and I believe that the cover-up had a lot to do with technology, weapons, very smart people, so to speak, and the government realized right away, if we had access to that kind of technology, especially if no one else had it, it's all control and money. It's definitely control and money. And then, of course, I don't even believe the presidents are told about any of this information. They don't have a need to know. They're temporary employees. Why would you tell the president? They write books in 8 years, right?
So, yeah, and they make big bucks in 8 years.
Yes, and I really do believe that there is this little breakaway society or this little breakaway group that controls the secrecy and this cover-up, and they've condensed it and compartmentalized so brilliantly that it's almost funny to think that they could keep a secret that big. And for anyone out there that thinks that the government can't keep a secret, I have a challenge. We have many, many documents that are blacked out, and I'd love that for them to tell me what's under all that black mark.
That's right. Why? What kind of security measures force them to black everything out?
Yes. And if they can tell me what's under all our redactions and all those black marks, then I'll believe the government can't keep a secret. So, you know, that's kind of my challenge out there right now.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is to die for. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.